Wow, this is my first sermon for 2022. I want to start off and get you focused, because what I'm about to preach isn't a good message. It's a great message. What a cocky pastor you have here. No. It's a great message because it's a God message. And it's a timely message. Say, it's a timely message. Okay, so I'm going to preach that in a minute. What I want to say to you right now is, and I want every single one of you to hear me, okay, is thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My wife's at home. Where's the camera? Honey, I love you. Actually, let's stretch out our hands to the camera in the back. Father, we thank you that Tamara is being raised up just like I was raised up from our sick bed. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your tenderness. Father, we thank you that ultimately we have the belt of truth on, and it's by your stripes that we were healed. So if we were, we are. If we are, we is. And so we believe that, and we connect in the beliefs that we have that are foundational in the Word of God. And we thank you for it. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. But here's what I'm saying. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I had people trying to give us food. My son, God bless my son. My son, when we first got sick, we couldn't eat anything. And my son would give us, a small little dish of like nuts and berries and bananas and fruit, and he'd say, "Dad, eat this. You got to eat something." And then he'd come home, and there'd be it wouldn't even be halfway eaten. I couldn't eat anything, and I couldn't eat anything, and it. But we had people in the church bringing us over food. And he said, "Well, that's not very sensitive." Hey, no. Well, I'm not going there. No, that was grateful. Because even that food sitting on the counter, my kids got to eat. And then my wife didn't have to worry about them. Can you say amen to this? And even if we would have, when we didn't. Somebody say we didn't. And even if we would have fed that to the dogs, it wouldn't to change the fact of your graciousness, how that made me feel. Amen. Is that making sense to somebody?
Yeah.
And people did that. And then other people, you know what, called first and said, "Hey, what do you want, enchiladas or taquitos?" And for those people, thank you. "Well, what did you say?" I said, "Oh, neither one." But it didn't change how it made Tamara and I feel. Next week, I'm going to talk about we're all in this together. You don't want to miss that message. It's going to be one of the best messages I've ever preached in 2022. Amen? But no, seriously, you do not want to miss that message. "Well, Pastor, you're just trying to get us to come next week." Bingo. Bingo. I would have, my intention was to preach this in one message, but the Holy Spirit said, "No, just stick on the first part this week." So I'm going to do what the Holy Spirit said, but you need to be here next week, because you need to understand how critical. I don't care what you did. "So I didn't get any food. I didn't. You know what? You know, Pastor George sent me a text, and he sent me a text of this, just a picture. I love. How many know I love the outdoors? I, you know, listen. I, this patio is I mean, Shangri-La to me. You know, this is happening. But I love outdoors. I love if I have an opportunity to eat, I want to eat outside. You know, if they say, well, would you like to eat outside on the patio? Absolutely. And I was just I was very sick. And Pastor George sent me a picture of just this outdoors, a tree. And I don't know that you're led by the Spirit, probably. I cannot tell you how much, it's going to sound almost silly to you, but I'm telling you the truth. I cannot tell you how much that picture just ministered to me for whatever reason, but the Holy Spirit knows why. The leadership, I saw Joel and Candace. I don't know when this was, but you just said, hey, it was both of you, and you had recorded something, and you're like, hey, 2022 is going to be great. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, man. I feel so sick. I couldn't, one of the worst things, I couldn't eat anything. And I couldn't sleep. So I was just really miserable. 10 minutes seemed like an hour. And I have this wonderful, two of the strongest leaders in our church up there saying, 2022 is going to be a great year. It's going to be our best year. And listen to me, and even though my body is not saying that, listen to me very carefully. I'm going to touch into this week and next week. But my spirit, say my spirit. See, you're not your body. This is, all this is your earth suit. That's all it is. And you're going to lay your earth suit down. You ain't going to stop living when your body dies. No, this is just, and so my body didn't feel good, but when you guys spoke, my body was like, but my spirit, which is who you are, you're not your body, you are your spirit. You have a body. I mean, you have a body. You have a soul, but you are a spirit. That's who you are. And when you guys spoke on that video, oh my goodness, it ministered to me. When Candace would send me a report of sign ministry, one day on a Saturday, I just felt so awful, but I got in the, I was feeling a little better, and I got in the truck and came down here because I just wanted to see the property. You know, there's things the Holy Spirit will tell you to do, and you just got to do. And Tamara said, I don't, Pastor, is that a good thing? You know what I mean? She don't call me Pastor. She said, is that a good thing? And I said, yeah, it's a great thing. I have to, you know what I mean? I need some life. And I came down here, Candace came up and said, man, there were 20-something people in sign ministry today. Oh my goodness. What a ministry. See, you're ministering to them. You have no idea, guys, how much you ministered and continue to minister to Tamara and I. How many people called us or texted us? And you guys were so gracious because we got calls and texts. But you were so gracious to understand, man, I'm not texting Pastor three times a day. You know, if I didn't get back to you, I didn't get no messages. What's up with you, dude? What's your problem? you know what? I've been coming here for 8 years and you didn't even text me back. You know what I mean? I got none of that. Amen? There was a graciousness. And I felt all that. I felt all that. I'd have people who would text, predominantly Tamara, because she's Dr. Tamara, and they'd text Tamara and say, well, I don't know, try this, or you know what, try, you know, rub some dirt on it, or whatnot. But just whatever, different stuff. Well, man, that ministered to us. You know what? One day, at the very beginning, Daniel came by and just sat down and talked to me about, you know what, how was I feeling, and kind of going over with me kind of a process to get back on track. And I'm telling you what, his advice, he had good advice. He was very helpful medically and all that, I appreciate. But you know what I really appreciated that day? That Daniel would sit there and just, and trust me, if y'all would have come over, I want to answer the door. But I appreciated Daniel sitting down there and just me able to talk to him for 15 minutes. Meant everything to me. Meant everything to me. I'm saying thank you. The last thing I want to say, and it's this, is Tamara and I have felt so much love from all of you. And we just are so grateful. You say, Pastor, why do you think, what happened? What's going on? Well, I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If you don't understand this, get an understanding of this. Here, if you don't understand this, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And then if you don't get it, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John again. And if you still don't get it, read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John again. And if you still don't get it, you know, then go to the Old Testament and start reading, you know what, the God of the Old Testament, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He died, you know what, for us, that we would be free. That we would be free. And one of the things that we are free from is sickness and disease. You could say amen louder than that. Amen. God, in trying to reveal who he is, he is Jehovah Rapha. Yeah. It's our healer from the Old Testament to the New Testament. You say, but yeah, Pastor, I knew somebody, they were praying and they loved God and they died. Well, actually, can I have your Bible? Does that change anything in your Bible? Doesn't change anything in here. See, you know what I have on? I have the belt of truth on today. This is what I know. This is the only thing I know. This is the only thing I can be dependent on. That's the only thing you can be dependent on. So get your eyes off circumstances. Get your eyes on off people and what happened, what you think happened, and what here. Here's what you can count on. This is the Word of God. And you can count on it. And if you're not sure about what I'm talking about, then read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John again. And keep on reading it till you get a revelation that Jesus Christ is our healer. So how would I get that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? Look at Jesus. When you see Jesus, how many know good theology is taught here? Because the Word of God is taught here. When you look at Jesus, you know who you see? Here, I'll prove it to you. Those of you, let me just prove it to you. Well, do you honor the Word of God more than anything else? Okay, then I'll prove it to you. Watch this. When Jesus walked on this earth, there was not one sick person he came to. And he said, oh, man, This one, sorry, can't do it. Why? Because it's not the will of God. So I can't not do the will of God. Not one sick person that Jesus would deal with that he didn't heal. Is that true? That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And so that doesn't mean, how many know you have an opportunity to sin every day? Come on. Whether you sin or not, that's up to you. But how many know you have opportunity? I mean, you have an opportunity to not to get deceived. How many know we have an opportunity to get deceived? Okay. How many know? Here, I'll give you another one. Proof. Jesus said, pray this. Pray that my will be done. How many know you ain't going to get better theology than Jesus? How many know Jesus? Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
So you know, I don't believe. Well, you don't have to believe Jesus if you don't want to. I'm just telling you, my reference isn't because I didn't learn this from Amy Simbel McPherson. Amen. Jesus said, when they said, how should we pray? He said, pray that my will would be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
What does God want? God wants that what's going on in heaven to happen here. He always has. I said he always has. That doesn't mean we don't have opportunity. But the Bible says we've got to fight a good fight of faith. Paul had opportunities all the time to do all kinds of boneheaded things. Just like you have opportunities all kinds of times to do boneheaded things. I had an opportunity to just go, I guess this, you know what? How many old enough to remember Sanford and Son? How many old enough to remember? Raise your hand if you're old enough. Remember, he'd go, oh, what was his wife and his name? Wheezy. Oh, Wheezy. You know what? He had a son, and his son would mess with him. And when his son would mess with him, he'd manipulate his son, and he'd act like he was having a heart attack. His wife was Wheezy. Oh, Wheezy, I'm coming home. It's today. And that's what he used to do. Go like that. I'm coming home. Today's going to be. See, we can go there. Amen. How many ever felt sick as a dog? Raise your hand here. I felt sick as a dog, man. And you're like, oh, and you had an opportunity. Oh, Wheezy, I'm coming home. Shut up. Come on, somebody say, shut up. Shut up. No, we're not. We don't need to come in agreement with Satan's plan for us. I said, we don't need to come in agreement with Satan's plan for us. You got people telling you, oh, you'll never lose weight. Shut up. That is a good sermon title. Shut up. You know, you got people telling you, oh, you'll never lose weight. Shut up. You got people telling you, you know what, oh, you never get out of debt. Shut up. You got people telling you, oh, you're never going to, you know, after you're 38 years old, you lost your, you left it, you know, it's too late for you. Shut up. Amen?
Amen.
See, Satan's got a plan for you, and God has a plan for you. Here, I'll tell you how the Bible says it in Deuteronomy. I'll show it to you in a minute. God has set before you death and life, blessing and cursing. And then he doesn't say, so you know what? I've chosen that you're going to have life. I mean, he doesn't say that. He says, what I did, let me testify. I testify. Here's what he says. I testify, you know what, to you this day. Check it out. What I've done is I've set before you death and life, blessing and cursing. Then he said, therefore, choose life that you and your descendants might live. What did I do 3 weeks ago? When I felt, I can't even tell you how I felt. Here's what I chose to do. I chose to be grateful. I chose to look on that which is good. I chose to recognize. I got people praying for me. I got people loving Tamara and I. I got people, you know what, just leading and caring and doing what's right. I got people coming up and stepping up to the plate and saying, don't worry about it, Pastor. We got this. And I am not, even though I had an opportunity, even though, how many understand your flesh, you know, just because your flesh tells you to do something, don't mean you got to do it. Come on, somebody here today. How many know your flesh can tell you to do a lot of stupid things? Just because your flesh, just because my flesh is telling me all kinds of junk, I don't mean nothing. This means that you, okay, I'm not led by my flesh. I'm led by my spirit. And my training. How many know good training is really good? Look at your neighbor, look at your neighbor and say, don't miss next week. What I'm telling you is my training. Guys, understand how important church is. You don't want, listen, if you're here, if you haven't been here in 8 weeks, yeah, if you haven't been here, if you're not, you're like, man, I just came in. Why is the pastor ripping on me? Oh, I'm not ripping on you. I'm so glad you're here.
Amen.
I'm so glad you're here. If you're watching online, I'm so glad you're watching online. But what I'm saying is, guys, get it together. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, if this is your church, get here and stay here and don't miss. Amen. Listen, if we do something, it's because it's important. This thought of, you know what, well, I just mosey in. I'm gonna sit over here if I want. I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna come back in 3 weeks if everything is okay. What are you doing? I tell you what you're doing. You're not getting trained. And don't get too, you know, too much. Don't get bigger than your britches. Amen. Don't get too big for your britches. Amen. Well, I've been to Academy of Righteousness level 1, 2, and 3. Oh. Oh, I've been, you don't know. You know what? In my old church, we went to, the Institute of Righteousness. Well, you ain't in your old church. Come on, you can say amen to that.
Amen.
And there's a whole new set of stuff you got to learn. Amen? And there's a bunch of stuff. How many know some of the stuff that you're going to be taught is stuff that you already know, but it's going to go deeper to a level. The exact same thing you learned 8 years ago, but how many ever let something slip?
Yeah.
Are you learning something today?
Yeah.
Amen? So I'm sitting there, and what is going to cause me to be here today, what is going to cause me to stay here, you know what, and be able to accomplish great things in 2022, and 2022 is going to be our best year so far. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Because we got some stuff to do in 2023. Can you say amen? And the reason why I'm going to be part of all that is because I'm not going to be led by my flesh. I'm going to be led by my spirit. And it didn't make any difference how bad my flesh felt. All that was to me was, oh, my flesh don't feel good. That's all that was. Somebody say, that's all that was. But in my spirit's tough as nails. my spirit. I'm gonna be wise. And you know, there are all kinds of crazy things. I remember one time. How many know? Just because you get a crazy thought, you better watch how you, what you do with that crazy thought. Amen. And so I had shorts on, and I don't know what, somebody threw a dirt ball at me or something, I don't know. But I had this dirt spot. It didn't look like a, and I thought, oh my goodness, look, I got cancer. You know, how many know a thought will just come, crazy thought. I thought, oh my goodness, I can't cancer. And I went like this, and like that, and rubbed it, and it was just. Come on. Am I the only one? Am I the only one? Man, you better watch it. Look at your neighbor and tell you, you better watch it. Because Satan will tell you all kinds of things, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the reason, and let me tell you how he does that by crazy thoughts. And if you don't have the belt, oh man, I could teach the belt of truth like for the next year. If you don't have the belt of truth on, you know, that's what the Bible says. It's a weird term in the New King James. It says, gird your loins. I can't really describe what he's telling you, but he's saying, hey, step it up. Strap it up in your mind that is true. And that is the only thing that's going to be true. So it made no difference to me how I felt. I was too busy. Too busy. Too intelligente. To allow me to go down with the ship. Mm-mm, that ain't going to happen. Why? I know too much of the Word of God. It ain't going to happen. I'm glad you came today. I'm encouraged already today. Amen. I got 2 points and I'm done. First point. Yeah, I'll try that again. I got 2 points and I'm done. My first point, gratitude. I'll tell you both points. My first point, but don't write them both down. Just write the first one down. Gratitude will lift you up. Gratitude will take you to a higher place. Gratitude will improve the quality of your life. My sermon title, Your Great Life is Right in Front of You. When I could barely get up out of the bed, and I mean barely, my great life was right in front of me. And I knew it was right in front of me. Gratitude will lift you up. It'll take you to a place where you need to be in your marriage. It'll take you where you need to be in your optimism. It'll take you where you need to be in your dream life. You know, your dream life is God's way of you helping you. When we built this, how many know before we built this, we went and had it designed. And the designer not only designed it, but I said before we left, I was like, okay, now put that on the computer. How many of you saw this before it was here? Raise your hand if you saw it before it was here. Raise your hand if you saw it before. Come on, raise your hand if you saw it before it was. Well, of course you did. I showed it to you every other week and when we were inside. And not only would I show it to you every other week, but I would continue to say, you know what? There's going to be a day. How many remember this? How many can help me preach this? There's going to be a day when what's going to happen? You're going to walk outside, and what's going to happen? And you're going to walk in. You're going to walk outside. You're going to walk about 10 feet, and then you're going to be in the patio. See, what am I doing? I'm doing everything I could do. Amen? I'm showing it to you. I'm speaking it to you. I'm trying to create this image that you understand, and it's going to happen. How many know it ain't going to happen now? Because it already happened, amen? Now what am I saying? Now what am I saying? Thank you. Fred, what am I saying now? Oh, this thing is going to be paid off soon. I said, this thing is going to be paid off soon. Guys, you need to understand. Just please get a revelation of what we have done as a church. How many know you don't get these guys out here? I can't go to, you know what, across the street, and I can't go to my uncle, Uncle Ned. I can't go to Uncle Ned and tell him, hey, grab y'all tools, come out, and we're going to build a barn. How many know I can't do that? I got to have this designed. I got to, you know what, when these go almost as far down as they go up. How many know this is all, you know what, I can't, you know, the steel guy comes and he, you know, they have it all pieced out. They put it together. I mean, it's just amazing. How many know this concrete's going to last a long time? How many know this design is, you know, how many remember when we did the when we did the little tarps over here and the wind would come and blow our house down, huff and puff and blow our house down. I mean, no, nobody's going to blow our house down now. And that stuff is expensive. There's stuff I can do less expensive. And we try to do all that we can. But then there's other stuff we can't. You know what? We gotta have it engineered and designed, and it's got it. You know, does that make sense to you? Well, you know what? We're looking at upwards to almost $500,000. It's a $500,000. That's a lot of money. You know what I mean? Well, it's a lot of money that you and your family are enjoying every single week. Can you say amen? Amen. You know, I get tired of us thinking that God can't afford to build his kingdom. You can say amen to that. Amen. Amen. And it is a lot of money. I get that. But thank God that somebody was willing to, you know, when they built the North Sanctuary, you know how much it cost to build the North Sanctuary? In 1959, cost $100,000. You know how much $100,000 was to them if you speed up time? You know how much it was? Almost $1 million. And all they built was the North Sanctuary. They didn't build the office. They built the North Sanctuary. They built the kids' rooms. And not any of this kitchen, not any of the South Sanctuary. They didn't build any. Just to build that little L cost them $1 million. And you know what those people did? They said, you know what? It is what God's called us. See, if God's called us to do it, we're going to do it. Why would we let any amount of money to get in our way? Amen? But how many were ministered to? This is old school. How many were ministered to over and over and over and over and over? Some of you accepted Jesus in the North Sanctuary. Amen? How many were ministered in the North Sanctuary? Over and over. See, God says, you're worth it. And God tells those people back then, $1 million, so be it. Get your check out. Work some overtime. Figure it out. But these people are worth it. Amen. Amen. For God so loved the world, he even gave his only begotten son. You can't put no price tag on Jesus Christ. We get so petty, so carnal, so earthly, so selfish. At one point in time, the Old Testament, God said, why, you know, how many know God sees stuff? He's checking out, man. Y'all houses are looking pretty fine right now. Man, you got some nice carpet. You got some, redid the stucco. Man, your house looked pretty nice. That's weird. because your house looks all nice and my house is all jacked up. What's up with that? Amen. Look at your neighbor, say, not here. This is almost completely paid off. Amen. Paid for. Done. We don't know, not yet, but we're close. Almost knowing nothing on this. Praise God. Man, you ought to come. You ought to drive up, get out of your car, go, man, got it going on today. Amen. Amen. Because who is that? Almost all of that is you. Now I'm getting to my sermon next week. You know what? You're called to make a difference. Let me go back. There's a story in Luke chapter 17. In Luke chapter 17, there's 10 lepers. Thank you. There's 10 lepers, and Jesus heals them. I love this story because he says, go show yourself to the priest. So sometimes, listen to me. Sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes healing is a process. Right. Somebody say healing is a process. Yes. So for them, it was a process. He said, as they went and so he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, somebody say, as they went, as they went, they were healed. These 10 leopards were awesome. Because when Jesus tells them, listen, you need to believe God over your body. That's what I did. And so when Jesus tells them to show yourself to the priest, you're showing to the priest was the one that could give you a certificate that you could go back in society. And so they had this order, go show yourself. Well, when he said go show himself to the priest, and then the Bible says as they went, they received their healing, it lets you know that when they stood there, they were no better. How come they went towards the priest? Because they believed God's word over what their body was telling them. We are called to walk by faith and not by sight. I'm just telling you the Bible. Some of these sayings need to be more than just sayings to us. They need to be applied in our life. That when our body is screaming to us, we say we don't care how we feel. Sometimes we do this as far as serving God. We'll talk about that next week. But well, I don't feel like it. Well, what God told my wife? Who asked you? Amen. See, you're called to serve. So you grab yourself by whatever you can grab and get up. Amen. And get your kids up. One time, one of my angels, I've got 3 kids, they're all angels. One of them said they were 12-ish, and they said, well, I don't want to go to church on Saturday and serve all day. My wife said, oh, okay. Well, get in the car, we're going to church. We're going to serve all day. She said, I don't want to. My wife said, okay. Well, when you're out of the house, then you can make that decision. But right now, get in the car because we're going to serve God. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you, parents, you know what? You need to be an example to your kids. You need to be the first one in the car. Amen. Are you learning something today? So the command, but here's what happens. The 10 go. Oh my goodness. God, we need to start praising worship. If the praise team can come on up. How many are ready to praise God today? Amen. I'll sum it up. I'm not done, but I'm done for today. How many learned something today? How many been encouraged today? Okay, listen. When they go, they leave, and they get their healing, but one comes back to Jesus and says, thank you. Let me tell you what. You can get so focused on the wrong thing that you got all this awesome stuff going around you and you're too busy. That's what the Bible says. Meditate that on what is good. And you got all this going around you. How many got some good stuff going on in your life? Raise your hand with one hand if you have. Now, with the other hand, no, keep your hands up if you got some good things. With the other hand, raise your hand if you are, if, I'm not saying, but with the other hand, raise your hand if you got some bad stuff going on in your life too. Whoa, well, my goodness, look at that. Put your hands down. And that's what I had. I had some bad stuff going on, but I had some good stuff going on. And what did I do? What got me up on my feet? My willingness to recognize, my willingness to be obedient to what God asked me to do and meditate on that which is good. And there were so many good things. You say, but Pastor, what about, oh man, oh my goodness, I couldn't go to sleep. How are you supposed to get better if you can't sleep and you can't eat? And that is being thrown in my, I don't care, God, you figure it out. It don't make any difference. If you look up the Greek words, here's what you're going to find out. There's healed, which your body's healed, but there's whole. And it's translated in English many times the same word, healed. But it's a different word with different meanings. How many know a doctor can say, take this medicine and it's going to fix, a physical ailment in your life. But you're still not whole. Your body's whole, but you're still in depression. Your body's whole, but you're still worried. Your body's whole, but there's still all kind of negative stuff going on. Have a shake your head with me, if you know that. Okay, so watch this. I'm going to teach you something. So Jesus heals all 10. But the one who comes back, he says to only him, he says, you're sozo. You're not just healed, you're whole. And to those people, to that person, you know what he says? He says this, where are the other nine? I made a point in this. Listen, say this, all 10 of them were healed. Oh, wait. Let's say it again. You're going to get the revelation in a minute. Say, all 10 of them were healed. Okay, say it again. Now say it slow. You say, Pastor, what's your point? I know you got it, but I'm not getting it. Here's my point. All 10 of them had a reason to thank God. See, we get so focused on negative things that are happening in our life that we sometimes are the 99, and you have reason to be grateful this week and be grateful to God and to be totally humble and say, God, oh my goodness. I'm not saying there's not junk going on in your life. I'm saying all 10 of them were healed, and Jesus expects that when he is doing something good in your life, that he's going to ask and say, what the crack? That's right. Come on. Why aren't you grateful? That's right. And then you get on your lip. Yeah, man, this is wrong. I have it in my notes. Here, I have it in my notes. Here's my question. Does everything have to be perfect in your life? Is that the time you're going to give God praise? Because that's what we think sometimes. Oh, as soon as, here, you're deceived. As soon as that happens, then I'll give him praise. Oh, as soon as that happens, that'll give him praise. Oh, as soon as that happens, I'll give him praise. Hey, give him praise now. You have so much How many got something to be grateful for? In the midst of your, here, in the midst of your junk, how many's got something to be grateful for? In the midst of turmoil, how many's got something to be grateful for? In the midst of your life not being perfect, I'm talking to you guys. How many know you're part of the church?
Yep.
No, I'm going to get on you a little bit. I'm just a youth, man. No, you're part of this church.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many know I'm preaching to you too? Just like I'm preaching to everybody else. How many know I want you to respond just like I want everybody else to respond? How many know I want you to respond just like I want everybody else to respond? No, that is responsibility. I mean, praise God that we got you guys. You know what? You got, who do you got? Joel and Candace. They're doing an awesome job. But you are all part. You know what? Listen, let me tell you what I tell these people. I tell them, you guys are not going to be the church. You are the church now. You're coming to church now. Well, if I'm going to tell them that, I'm going to tell you. If I say something, say something. Don't start to develop a heart of, oh no, what I do is I don't care what pastor says. I just sit here and act like I'm not part. No, you are part. So if I say, look at your neighbor, tell him something. Look at your neighbor and tell him something. Because every single one of you are developing something in your life. And be careful. Be careful that you don't come to church and start developing an attitude of, I'm just on my own. I don't say anything when pastor says something. Can you all say amen to that? Can I shake your head to that? Say amen. Can you shake your head and say amen to that? Praise God. Well, you know what? Be careful, moms. Pastor, how many know we can get, how many know protection is good for our kids? How many know sometimes we can get it crazy? Anything good can get out of line. Amen. Praise God. How many learned something today? My point was, how many know in the midst of your mess, you've been healed? That was my point. In the midst of your mess, you've been healed. And maybe you're still in a process. Maybe you say, but Pastor, I got, are you kidding me? I got 80%. You have no idea what's going wrong. Oh my goodness. You had no idea what I looked like 3 weeks ago. Don't preach to me. I know what I'm talking about. And how ridiculous for us to start getting in an argument of, my junk's bigger than your junk. No, Mom, I'm worse than you. Oh, my God. What's wrong with us? It was my... How many got healed? Come on, how many got healed? You going to tell me you don't have reason to give God praise today? Oh, no. And let me tell you what. That great life is right in front of you. So get up and start to give God praise.